Are you trying to find the perfect distribution platform to get your music on Spotify and Apple? I personally use and love DistroKid. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/DistroKid to get a small discount and get access to a platform with unlimited uploads for a yearly fee. Happy uploading and enjoy the show.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Thank you so much for sponsoring iZotope. If you would like 10% off discount for iZotope products, you can visit iZotope.com/mmpodcast and use the code MMPOD10 for 10% off your next order, not including Spire or monthly subscription bundles.
One, two, three.
Hello and welcome back to the Mixing Music Podcast. I'm your host, DK, and with me, as always, is my juicy co-host, Lou Marino.
So juicy. They call me LL Lou J.
Huh?
Yeah, you know, because I'm Licky Lips Lou Juice. I don't know. LL Lou J.
This time it wasn't even a nickname. It was just like...
You just gave me a great adjective. Like, you know what? He's juicy. I'm like, you know what? I'm flattered. I'll take it.
The juice. He's got the juice. Lou's got the juice.
Wait, are you calling me OJ Simpson?
Oh, no. No, no, no. What is it? What does Nell say? You got me begging for... What is his bar? Oh. I might have to bleep this out, but you got me begging for the pussy. You call me OJ Simpson. No, wait. Killing for the pussy got me OJ Simpson.
Damn. Actually, you know what? That's kind of hard. You're definitely going to have to... What is the shortcut for the bleep? Everybody comment that.
Yeah, right? That's good. Thank you, Nels, for the bar.
Actually, my favorite... Oh, wait. I don't know if we should be giving away his bars, because I don't know if he's released them or not.
No, he's not going to use them. What is it? You can say it.
Ah, damn. What was...
I got to mark this episode explicit now.
She said she likes yogurt, so I told her, yo, play with this dick.
Oh man, bars.
Yeah. I'm usually not into bar music, but like, hey,
I messed up the bar.
Nels would be the perfect bar music for me.
Nels is funny. Like when she got a big head. Little body, big head. Call her Scrappy Doo. I don't know what it was.
Big head, little body, Scrappy Doo.
Yeah, there you go. Things like that.
Shout out to Nels. Nels, the producer. Nels. He's a blast.
Nels is always fun. Nels is always on my live streams trying to like get the attention. It's cute.
My friend Chris is kind of like that. I'll do anything online, and he's always got to make his little cameos, and I'm like, oh my God. He's that guy that like everybody knows on the radio show, even though he's not one of the hosts, but they always look forward to seeing something from him.
Yeah, there you go. So actually on that note, I do want to announce that I officially became an affiliate on Twitch. And every Monday, I tried it twice a week. Thank you. I tried it twice a week, but every Monday, I live stream from 7 p.m. PST, Pacific Standard Time, for 2 or 3 hours, where I do mix feedback live. And some lucky guests, often influenced by tips and subscriptions, will be able to, I'll master your mix right in front of you and send it off to you. And I do this a lot every Monday. It's been a lot of fun. And oftentimes I'm on, again, sometime later in the week, just mixing stuff when I don't want to be alone, but, you know, want to be with digital friends. And we got a lot of followers, a lot of plays. So come through twitch.tv/DKMixes, DEEKEI Mixes.
Once in a while, we may play some Smash.
There you go. We need to. Yeah. Super Smash Brothers in the studio. So we've been playing that every day, and it's been bad for our... It's been great for our mental health, but really bad for, like, our friendships.
And mental health at the same time.
I punched one of our interns really hard the other day, Henry. Poor Henry.
You punched him in the butt.
I punched him in the shoulder that time. Oh. I punched him in the butt before, but this time, like, literally in the butt. But this time, I got mad, and I thought it was appropriate, and he deserved it, so I punched him in the shoulder. I let it loose.
I'm just curious. Did he respond with a smile?
He did.
I knew it. I just knew it.
He did. Of course, dude. It's Henry. Shout out, Henry.
He was like, ow.
And Danny is our lead intern or runner now. Congrats, Danny.
Oh, yeah.
We have promoted. Runners. But
he's no longer lead intern.
Danny,
he's leader of the interns.
There you go, leader of the interns, Lord of the Flies, and Danny. Not only has he stopped bragging about how many hours he's worked in the studio, but Danny has also stopped talking trash. When we first started playing Super Smash months ago, nobody liked to play against Danny because he would talk so much trash.
He would win.
And he would win. And but he would now, talk so much trash. Now he has a hard time winning, and he's regretting all of that trash that he talks because we talk so much trash back.
So I'm just going to say it like this. At one point, I was the teacher of Smash. Then Danny became the teacher of Smash. And guess what? The students always prevail. I will come for you, Danny. And you know what? You still have yet to beat me.
There it is. So sometimes we live stream Super Smash Brothers, which is really fun. We've gotten really good. It's kind of, the game has gotten...
You know what?
Toxic, we should, slightly.
I'm kind of curious. You guys let us know what you think of this, but should we actually hold a Smash competition at the studio?
I'm not trying to embarrass listeners of the podcast.
Oh, I know I'm not either, but how fun would it be to have join in with our listeners and just be like, hey, can we all bond over Smash for a little while?
Yo, join our Discord, mixymusicpodcast.com. We have access to the Discord. Join our Discord. There's in the general chat, or there's a gamers-only chat as well. Let's talk about this. If you want to play Super Smash against us, if you think you have what it takes, and you're willing to be thrown to the ground or off the map.
Or in Henry's case, chucked by a Squirtle.
Then come DM us on, talk to us on Discord. All right, so we're going to get into the show. This is a good episode. First off, thank you, Loudon Audio, for the microphones, LS208s.
Thank you, Trent and Bryson. Yeah, I love you guys.
If you're interested in Loudon mics, hit up Lou@inthemixstudios.com.
I'll help you get the best price you can find.
There you go. So today's episode is about, you've already read the title. That's the longest small talk before we started the episode. I'm usually like trying to control it, but it was good. This time it was solid. Not funny. No, it's kind of funny. Anyway, I'm judging my own small talk as we go along. And this time we're talking about something very important that I think we have touched on before. This is another audience request. Join the Discord. You can request as much as you want, and we can ignore most of them.
it's just a way of life. It's Lion King.
This is a heavily requested one. This is work-life balance, especially because Lou has a fiance.
DK has a wife and two kids.
So, and Lou did live sound for a long time as a major part of his income.
Oh, yeah.
And, we both don't do anything other than music, and we both have done nothing other than music since we were younger. We both took a very not normal, dangerous risk of diving into the entrepreneurship side of music in our beginning 20s.
Yeah.
Which is not common. Most people are
disillusioned or made fun of by family or something.
Or don't have the guts I want to say that life doesn't allow them to take that step or die?
I think it's confidence doesn't allow
I do
them.
Think so, too.
It's
I think
ego.
That
it's ego. Our personal ego is hurt in the event that we don't succeed in what we set out to do. And because we are so passionate about what we do, we let people know what we're into, what our goals are. And if we feel like we didn't necessarily succeed, it would hurt our ego so much that some people would just back out before they started or even got far enough.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is a good way to start, is that we're going to talk about balance between family, work, personal life. But if you've been wondering or if you've been wanting to but have been too shy or afraid to jump into music and audio full-time, assuming that you're in America. If you're in different countries or different cultures, I don't know. But I think that this first quote, I want to share three quotes. And I think that this first quote does the best job of explaining why I don't think most of the time, there's going to be outliers, but most of the time, if you want to do music full-time and you can't or you don't, it's not anybody else's fault but yours.
Okay.
And it's from this quote, and I'm going to share three, and this is the first one. This is from C.S. Lewis. There are always plenty of rivals to our work. We are always falling in love or quarreling, looking for jobs or fearing to lose them, getting ill and recovering, following public affairs. If we let ourselves, we shall always be waiting for some distraction or other to end before we can really get down to our work. The only people who achieve much are those who want knowledge so badly that they seek it while the conditions are still unfavorable. Favorable conditions never come.
That's absolutely true.
It's a good quote.
I really resonate with that one. Yeah.
So this is the one thing that I want to be very clear with. And I'm going to a little bit toot my own horn too, but I'm going to do it by complimenting you.
Okay.
So here's this. We've both been in the music scene full time since like 2021, 22-ish. Mm-hmm. Could we pay our rent without our girlfriend and wives?
Yes.
Oh, you did? I couldn't. For the first 2 years, I couldn't do it without my wife.
I'll say it
and
this
I did
way.
Get married young. I say wife on purpose. I got married
I'll
when
say
I was
it this
21.
Way. I had very cheap living conditions. No, I did not live with my parents.
Okay, so you had figured out some way to...
I figured out some way to do it, and I also did a lot more than just recording and mixing. I made sure to be able to feed while pursuing this full time.
Good. Okay. So you did figure it out, which is in that in itself really impressive. I do want to emphasize though that one thing that people overlook. I know that we're all the main characters in our own stories, mm-hmm. and it's really kind of hard to look in the eyes and the shoes of the other person, walk in the shoes of the other person. But I know at this point in my life, if anybody in LA, including Lou, has been doing music full time, I know how much shit Lou has had to eat because yeah. I've had to do it too. And it doesn't matter if you're in LA, if you're in the middle of nowhere, Arkansas, if you're in Europe, if you're in Nigeria, it doesn't matter. If you're in India, it does not matter. I'm trying to list places where we have listeners in. It does not matter.
Mexico.
And I'm not saying that it's going to work immediately, that you should quit your job, but I'm saying it's not easy. And it takes a lot of responsibility. I feel like a lot of people in life are always trying to figure out ways to get off the hook. So if you're saying like, it's really hard in the music industry, people keep cheating me out, what you're doing is letting yourself off the hook. One thing that Lou had to do to get to this point is not let himself off the hook.
Yeah.
You probably many nights have balled up into a little ball wanting to be kissed by your mama and wanting to quit music and wondering why you ever did this to begin with and then still decided not to give up.
You know, it's funny because it was only a week or two ago that I even talked to Danny. I'm like, you know, it's crazy to think all the stuff we think while we're in music, at some point you just don't know if you're inspired again. And then the next day you're inspired again. It's this crazy emotional roller coaster when you pursue this industry. They say that you haven't really succeeded until you've wanted to quit 7 times.
Yeah. I think more than that. I've definitely at least 7 times. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, right. You really consider you're like, man, well, maybe I should get a 9-to-5. I don't know.
And I'm trying to segue into the second quote here. But I want to emphasize that this is not easy. And that's also why it's so rewarding.
Yes. Honestly, I asked Anna about that. She told me, she's like, I'll never let you go back to a 9-to-5. I know what you would feel like, and there's no other job for you.
And very, like, we could go into the, we'll go into balance about, like, work hours and stuff. But the second quote is really good. And I think this is also something that will resonate. You can take this in a political way, but I'm taking this in a pursue your passions. I think that most people that have gone through the school system that are not creative, I think most people are not creative. And what I mean by not creative is that they're willing to work at a 9-to-5. That if you are truly creative, the idea of working for somebody else kills you. Usually creatives are entrepreneurs, and obviously within the art and music world, but people that create companies and trailblaze are creatives.
Yeah. Or find a new way to establish the same type of industry, but with a new method of working.
So there's some psychology and some studies work, essays from psychoanalysts that I've read talking about creative and being creative in the world, and how it actually, creativity is often tied to low forms of income because creatives are very high risk, high reward. So there's very few people that have made it, but the ones who make it fucking make it, you know? So it's like kind of like that thing, right? But entrepreneurs are often creatives, obviously musicians, artists, things like that. And it's okay to not be fully creative. In fact, I wish that I had a little bit more less chaotic creativeness and more like orderly self-control. And I think that there's always a balance that we all have. But this is for the creative man. And I would say this is a very interesting quote. This is from George Bernard Shaw, who was a writer in America. The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable man persists... Hold on. I read it right, but I want to read it again. The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable man persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Okay, right off the bat, that sounds like, okay, the unreasonable man is bad. Here's the last
sentence. Sounds a little arrogant.
Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man. Damn. Okay, let me read that again. The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable man persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And can I say that to a certain degree, in order to make it to this industry, you have to be unreasonable. Like, if you have a plan B, sorry, bro, sorry, dude or girl, it doesn't matter. Shit's not going to happen. Excuses are everywhere. Excuses are easy to pick up. It's really easy to let yourself off the hook. Oh, I'm a colored skin. I'm an indigenous people. These are all things that pertain to me. You know, like there's something that doesn't pertain to me. And I think that there's a lot of progress to be made. And I know this is a touchy subject that we should. I'm actually in touch right now with Sound Girls to get them on the podcast.
Nice.
Because Lou and I are both huge advocates of having more women in the industry.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that the problem with excuses, for example, if you say, I'm a woman, it's going to be harder for me as an engineer, which is valid. And that's the problem with these excuses, is that every excuse that we can give are absolutely valid and you are more than entitled to it.
But you shouldn't let it control your decision.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I am absolutely entitled to start going into this stop Asian hate and I'm an indigenous people and blah, blah, blah. I'm from Japan. I'm not even from the States. I don't know how I started speaking English. English wasn't even my first language.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ADHD and slightly autistic. I could go on and on. In fact, I don't think I've ever said that publicly, so I might bleep that out.
There you go.
But all of that stuff, it's I'm entitled to it. But if we dive into it, it's not going to work. And which goes into the last thing. This is a little short quote. This is from Gary Vaynerchuk.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're going to resonate a lot with this. Skills are cheap. Passion is priceless. What is the one thing that keeps you focused, that when everything is down, when you're in debt, when rent is probably not going to be able to get paid, or you're really scared of it, when wife, you, the girl that you have doesn't, the girl or wife or fiance or whatever doesn't have what you know they want because you're unable to make the income, whatever stress, the car payments are coming up, whatever stresses are coming up, right? At the end of the day, it's all bearable because you're passionate, because we're passionate.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that that's the most important part. I want to, I keep going on tangent. This is a very, obviously, I'm very passionate about this topic.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go into like family life and going personal life. And I have a lot of questions for you because you did live sound. You talked about not having a weekend for yourself for a while.
Yeah, there was about 2 years where me and Anna virtually did not go out on a weekend ever. Actually, it was extremely rare for me to be. In fact, I don't think I took a vacation for like 4 years before I proposed to Anna. That was the first vacation we took for more than like a day, maybe two. Yeah.
So before we segue into that, I want to talk about a story that is very important. So there's back in the day in 1519, Captain Cortez, Hernan Cortez, right?
Yep.
Wanted to get the gold. And a conquistador at that time was like a job, right? So it's like, I'm an engineer. I'm a model. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm a conquistador. At that time, PC didn't exist. You just kind of like took over lands and it was funded by the government. Okay. And at this time, he's like, we're going to go to the Americas and get the gold. Nobody's ever gotten the gold from America. And I know this is a kind of pretty brutal story if you're listening to 2021 context, but I want you to understand like the story and the real thing behind this, the real parable or the motive or what is it called? The point of the story, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 1519, Cortez sails out with ships and his crewmen, and while they're sailing over, he's like getting everybody stoked. We're going to get the gold. Nobody's ever done this before. We're going to get it. We're getting all hype. And then they get there. They're on the beach, and they have this meeting on the beach. They're like, fuck yeah, we're going to get the gold. We're going to do it. And then all the like the crewmen's like, yo, nobody's ever done this before. And Cortez started noticing all this murmuring happening, all this like people confused and like not sure what to do. They're getting scared. So Cortez is like, yo, everybody gather up. We're going to take this gold. We're going to take this gold. And here's what we're going to do. Y'all, can we burn these boats that we came in? They're like, what? Burn the boats. Now, in a normal scenario, when they have a meeting right before they go into battle, they're like, okay, we're going to take this escape route. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. And if things go bad, then we're going to evacuate and go back here, meet here, and where X marks spot, right? Nah, he's like, we're going to burn the boats. If we're going back home, we're going back on their boats. So here's the options. You die or you get the gold. What would you choose, Lou? To die or get the goat? To get the goat, I mean, get the gold.
I mean, I'm just saying, if I was going to die in a new territory, I'd be like, damn, this sounds like I could die pretty brutally. I'd rather get the gold.
So they were actually the first ones who were able to get the gold. They went home on their boats. And it's really incredible. Really incredible how the power of not having a plan B. And I'm not talking about plan B as like keeping a day job. That's accompanying your plan A.
Yeah.
You know, keeping a day job is not embarrassing. In fact, it's honorable to do something that you don't want to do to support what you want to do. That's probably more honorable than being so prideful that you couldn't make ends meet without a day job and you still decide not to do it and continue to mooch from your parents and friends.
Like, that's actually kind of how I was able to push through with it. I actually took a job in many different fields. I was doing acoustic design for one company while working as a pro audio sales manager for Sam Ash. I was doing live sound for like different rental companies and all that. But after work, I'd always end up back at the studio having another meeting with another client. Before I'd go to one event for another company, I'd end up meeting with one of my clients. If you guys had to take a job and you want to be passionate about it at the same time, try to find jobs, even if it is a 9-to-5, that's still in your field so that you stay motivated to stay in your field.
I worked at Guitar Center for a little bit.
Yeah.
And that was awesome because I got to meet people and got really good discounted gear.
Actually, that's a really good idea for a lot of you guys. If you don't have a lot of experience to get like a job as an engineer right away, go to a retail store. And the funny thing is they'll help you build your inventory by staying with the company.
And not just building inventory. A lot of the other people that have been there longer than I did, I was able to ask them questions. Yo, what the heck is Spitiff? Yo, why is this microphone better than the other? Like, the stuff that you have to learn to be a better salesman is actually applicable. Like, why is a condenser mic better in this case than a dynamic mic?
Yeah, or the like, guy what came the in, he says he wants to mic up a bass cab. I didn't know people were miking up bass cabs. Like, what mic would you recommend?
Yeah, for the first 3 months of working at Guitar Center was me just railing other employees' questions.
And you know, the funny thing is, you're going to find equally passionate people there. Did I ever tell you about the three main coworkers that left Sam Ash along with me?
Mm-mm.
There was Gerald Keyes, Adam Turchin, and...
Oh, is that how y'all met?
Yeah. Oh. So Gerald is now one of Ludacris's main producers and engineers, and he actually left.
This is like Sam Ash in LA, by the way. So this is not your Nebraska, Utah.
Let me see. Adam Turchin ended up winning 2 Grammys and nominated for one for his work with Kendrick Lamar on To Pimp a Butterfly and Terrace Martin's Sounds of Crenshaw. And I forget which Anderson .Paak album won a Grammy, but he got his Grammy off of that too.
Ventura.
Ventura.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm a big AP fan.
You know, the really cool thing is we, all three of us, worked the same minimum wage job selling products to people who were doing this for a living. And let's be honest, there's a little bit of jealousy that builds up when you get to hand over the best gear to people who are really making it. But the funny thing is, I made a lot of connections while I was there. In fact, I met my first studio business partner there, Goldie.
That's right.
And we opened our first studio together. And since then, honestly, I was maybe 20 years old, maybe 21. And I got to give credit to the Meatfly family. If it wasn't for them, I don't think I would have ended up where I am now, because they really gave me a shot. And I met those people while working a retail job.
So we're running short on time, and the reason why we bring this up is, and I don't want to start convincing people, and I don't want anybody interpreting our words.
Don't quit your doctor job for a retail job.
Exactly. The golden rule of entrepreneurship is keep going to school or keep your job, whatever it is. If you get burned out, like if you have a full-time job, especially if you're single, right? Or if you have a girlfriend without kids, this is important. If you work 40 hours a week with a full-time job, what the fuck are you doing with the rest of your 40 hours? There's a saying in the entrepreneur world that says businesses aren't made from 9 to 5. They're made from 6 to 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's, you can't, like, there's no excuses. I don't care whether you are a fan of him or not, but Jordan Peterson talked about some studies that show that the average college student wastes, 5 to 7 hours a day or something ridiculous like that on YouTube, Instagram, just things that, like, not 5 to 7, that's a long time. I think it was like 3 to 5 or something like that.
A
significant amount of time. Guess what? If you spend, that's a full part-time job if you spent that time being productive instead.
Now, if you're spending 3 hours a day on YouTube University learning how to, like the last episode, masking frequencies, like learning about those kind of details, learning what an anti-aliasing chip works.
Subscribing to our YouTube channel, listening to our podcast.
Yeah. If you're using it for educational purposes, all right, I'll give you credit. But if you're just on there looking at the funniest bear attacks, like, come on.
Yeah, he did mention that most of the time it's like 3 to 5 hours or whatever hours of you regretting, like, why was I even watching these YouTube videos?
Yeah.
I went into, like, for 2 hours, like, a month ago, I was into saturation diving on YouTube. There's not even a lot of videos about that, which is, like, the super, super deep scuba divers that work on oil rigs and stuff. There's not even a lot of videos and information about that, but I still sunk, like, an hour or two into it. Anyway, briefly, I want to talk about, like, family life.
Yeah.
So you haven't, there's not much time, so I kind of want to be brief, but you have a fiance.
Yep.
You did live sound in LA.
Yep.
Of course, as anybody does, struggled through making it in the industry.
Yep.
By working a lot. How have you found balance between spending time with your girl, and what kind of conclusions have you come to now that you've learned a lot?
Biggest conclusion is that you can't do it all yourself. That's absolutely a huge part in this. Before our partnership, you know, I was doing everything myself for 10 years. And the funny thing is, I would try to incorporate like any partners and things like that. But the hardest part was that I was usually the only engineer or the only one that really knew how to run the studio or something of that nature, right? Or let's say you're personally hired by somebody as their engineer, but now you're also responsible for everything engineering-wise for them, which means you have no backup. If you're running a concert and you don't have a team that's dedicated to you, you may not always have consistent results or the ability to pull off consistent choices. But ever since partnering, the cool thing is that if you're trying to build a studio, if you're trying to build a business, it's a good idea not to go into it completely alone if you're trying to find some regularity in it. When we first opened the studio, we were sleeping here at the studio. You remember that? Like, we would spend full days and nights here. And it's only now that I'm getting calls from you at midnight like, hey, did you leave?
Yeah.
Like, please go home. Go see your wife. and the funny thing is, now I'm starting to force myself to leave at 10, which is now why I say you can't do it alone. Whether you have a partner or not, try to create a paid position. If you have a studio, hire a runner. If you have to prep all your own mixes and everything, try to hire an assistant. Try to create some level of compensation or try to offer lessons in exchange for assistance. There's always a way to lessen the amount of work you have to do so that you can try to get some sleep at night, which realizing how important sleep is probably the biggest factor in you wanting to set yourself a schedule.
Yeah, and I think we said this a couple episodes, normalize sleep. I think that's very important. Treat sleep like working out. Make it a consistent everyday effort. I don't care how hard it is. Put that phone down.
Yeah.
And try to sleep. Take some melatonin if you have to. Whatever it takes to try to get regular sleep. This is something that's interesting. I think one time this became a conversation on Clubhouse for engineers. Someone said that they even sacrificed their relationship, their marriage, and the relationship with their kids to make it in the music industry. And it really struck chord. And I want to be careful because that person has done a good job and does have a lot of accolades and is successful. But I do want to talk about the end game. What is the end game? What's the point of the Grammy, the awards? Is it then to keep it to yourself, to make the money and spend it on a yacht? And go broke before you die, spend every last penny. I think the purpose of all of this stuff is to pass it on to not just the next generation, but more importantly to people like you listening right now. Yeah. I went through all this crap hoping, so I burned my hands on all sorts of stoves so you don't have to do the same.
Now, you still want to get close to the fire just so you have some kind of context.
Of course. You know, you got to feel heat. You don't, yeah. But
yeah, you don't have to burn yourself to know what hot is.
But I mean, like, I think that I do want to be careful with things like that, is that oftentimes, most of the time, enough for me to say that this is a pattern and to get close enough to a general statement is possible. A successful person or someone that is going to likely become successful is able to balance family, personal, sleep, working out, food, eating, everything. And that is a way of keeping yourself on the hook. We were talking about getting off the hook.
Yep.
Ignoring your family with the excuse of working more for something that seems to be a greater cause and of for you, or you can pretend like it's for your family, is definitely letting yourself off the hook.
It's just not off the hook for your job necessarily.
Yeah, exactly. Is take on more responsibility. You got to take on more responsibility.
You know, the funny thing is, by being able to say, you know what, I need to go home more often to see my fiance, I'm not saying that it's made the world's greatest difference in our relationship, but I can tell you right now, I'm much more excited to see my fiance every day.
There you go. Leslie talked about how Leslie Brathwaite talked about how he may not have as much time for his kids because he does music. Although that doesn't seem to be the case if you've been watching him on social media. He seems, and especially the last few years, to be spending a lot more time with family, ever since the pandemic especially, which is good. I find myself doing the same thing more recently. He talked about the importance of quality time. When I'm with my kids, I try not to be on my phone. I may spend less time with them than mom, but I'm spending quality time. I'm asking them how their day was. I'm asking them questions. I'm listening. The importance of listening, right? Mm-hmm. It's so funny. I was reading today The Power of Listening. If you just listen, just don't say anything, you listen. It's so funny how the other person that you're talking to will
keep going.
Keep going.
Yeah.
And they'll reveal more and more about themselves if you just let them keep talking. And they'll feel better about it. Like, they'll feel like they made a deeper connection. I mean, obviously, like, to react and be honest with your reactions. But so I think that says a lot of things. It's a lot of truth from Leslie. For me, another thing that I balance with my wife is, before I married my wife, I made it very clear, your life is going to be miserable if you marry me. Don't marry me. I'm a musician. And I told her three separate times, I'm going to do music. It's going to be loud. It's going to be annoying. There's a lot of friends. We will be poor forever. Are you sure you want to marry me? Yes. I did that 3 different days, 3 separate occasions, 3 different locations. And she, I guess, was horny enough to say yes 3 times. I'm teasing. That was a joke. That was a joke. And I, to this day, like, I think finding a partner or spouse that is also sympathetic and is not abusive, mm-hmm. but is empathetic, sympathetic with your passion pursuits, even though they may not get it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a relationship, so this is something that an artist of mine, I'm not going to say a name, but someone that you know, one of my AMG mm-hmm. artists, she had a boyfriend. She was trying to make the artist's life, made a music video where she's like flirting with another dude in the music video. They weren't even dating. It was like a short relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude, like, all of a sudden saw the video. He's like, yo, kind of gets these jealous feelings. Like, yo, this, why is this happening? Why is another dude that touching you up like
that? Part of
the culture. And she came to me, she's like, what am I doing? I'm like, yo, is this a sustainable relationship?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you hit Beyonce level and you're doing that shit with Jay-Z? Or if you're doing that shit with other rappers or other singers, then all of a sudden, is he going to be more okay with it?
Yeah.
Probably not, because now he's really low on like...
on the totem pole.
Yeah, he's really low on the totem pole at that point.
Yeah.
That's not a sustainable relationship. I'm not going to say break up. But I am going to say choice. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
And then if you, and I don't, especially if you're married, this is not for you, because a marriage is a contract. Like, I'm not saying divorce is bad. It's fine. And there's a lot of times, especially in abusive relationships, where divorce is the recommended path to take.
But obviously cared enough about each other at some point that you can see past it.
And part of the reason why you get married and why you try not to get divorced and you try to work through it is because when you're in a relationship and you're dating, if you get in a fight, that's part of the relationship. It's not a big deal. You could break up whenever. But when you're married, both parties know that it's a lot harder and a lot more difficult to break up. So if there's things that we have to get through, nobody's getting off the hook. We're going to deal with this shit together.
Yeah.
Thus, relationships get stronger. You can't run away at any given time. That's the beauty of a marriage, is that it forces two people to work on their relationship together instead of having them a third option, which is leave.
Mm-hmm.
And that being said, divorce is not a bad thing. I'm not judging anybody that's doing that. But I do want to emphasize that. Like, the purpose of keeping, if you're responsible as an adult, as a parent, as an engineer, you're going to be able to find balance. And I don't think balance is going to be consistent. I think it's going to change. And from your experience, I assume the same?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, the funny thing is I'm currently, by the time you guys hear this, the application process may be over. But I recently just posted about how I'm looking for front of house engineers that speak Spanish to reach out to me, because the same gig I had for 2 years, I'm now passing up. I was just offered to go back to concerts after the pandemic is now wrapping up. But the funny thing is, I value the time that I have with my fiance and the focus that I have with my career right now, that though doing these concerts for big Latin names and everything is a great opportunity, it's an opportunity that I've already had, I've already benefited from, but I need to make more time for what I'm trying to focus on. And sometimes taking these big opportunities will consume a lot more than just your time. And I think some people forget to realize that going into things. And they don't realize it until it's too late. I know when I did live sound, I was doing Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays for 2 years straight. Actually, for 4 years, I did Fridays and Saturdays, but for 2 years, I did Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it was not healthy for my relationship. And I got to say, since I've been able to wrap that up, I'm much more happier when I'm home. We have much better conversations. We spend much more quality time. And in fact, one of my happiest things I can say is I love when she comes to my new work, because my new work is somewhere where, you know, it's the studio. Everybody's friendly. Everybody's happy to see each other. We can have lunch here and everything. Was never possible in live sound for me.
Yeah.
So moving on from that is more of me saying I want to actually have a better quality of life moving forward.
And so the point that I make as we close this episode with family balance, which may not exist in our thing, there's only so much balance, right? But every case is unique. I want to ask you, what is the end goal? Mm-hmm. If the end goal is money, I want to be rich. I want to be really, really rich. Why? Is it so you can look superior to other people. It doesn't matter. There's no good or bad reason. If your reason is I want to aesthetically be cooler than somebody else, then that's a why. But if your why, you need to figure out what that why is. What is the end game?
Make it an honest, longevity-based why.
Yeah, and it's okay if it's facetious to us. It's okay. It's okay. Like, if you just want to have a really nice Maserati or a really nice Lamborghini, then that's fine.
Hey, you have a fiscal goal.
Yeah, that's fine. But the point is to define it. And oftentimes we'll find out, especially if you are married or if you're dating or looking to have a relationship and kids in the future. I don't want this to be an excuse for complacency, which it can be, but I don't think money is the end game for most of us. I think that the end game for me at this point in my life right now, which it may change and it's always changing, the only reason why I want money is so I could spend more time with my family.
Wealth versus rich.
Yeah. And I would love to get rich. I would love to sell my other company and to have passive income and keep doing mixes for a lot more money over time. But at the end of the day, I just want more time with my family. I can't look at my kids' fucking stupid faces and they're so, and one of them has Down syndrome. So he's got that face and it's just wanna kiss it so much. And I just like, squeeze his fat head and his fat face and his bulging eyes and you know, like that's all I wanna do. I'm not making music to make music anymore. Well, I am, but there's a part of that. But I don't care to be rich for anything other than to spend time with my family. And the moment that I defined that, things started to naturally balance out.
You know, after we last hung out with Bob, when we took him out for sushi, Bob Horn, by the way, guys, really, really awesome engineer. You should check out the Echo Bar Studios. He's got a really awesome arcade there with some wild games.
We've been hanging
out
with Bob recently. We need to get him on the show.
Yeah, we do, actually. He'd be a fun hang.
Yeah, he is.
But I really like how he worked out his schedule. And when we were talking about how we all approach our work, because everybody approaches their work differently, you know, and Bob mentioned about how he bases it off of a calendar, but he still tries to leave at, what did he say, 8 o'clock? And he won't stay late night unless it's absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
Which is one of the healthiest things I've heard anybody say about the way they work in this industry. And this is also past, like, you know, we all work ourselves to the ground. We all work in a dark room. Bob has seen his end results with that kind of lifestyle, and he's made a lot of lifestyle changes where he's lost a lot of weight in a good, healthy way,
and he's
actually exercising a lot, you know. And
I mean, he did have some like medical reasons to start that journey, but I mean, like,
but it all came into that result of we weren't being healthy with ourselves in the way we approach our work in the industry.
I know you've been like doing like meal preps and can going to the gym often. I've been taking like Muay Thai classes and stuff, trying to get sleep.
I lost 5 pounds so far. So
nice. Good job.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just consistent. We're both like reading more often to kind of get that mental thing going. I think, I really do think like keeping yourself on the hook, taking responsibility for your own life and your own actions and really figuring out what you want to do with it is vastly important. And I know this episode went a little bit long. I do think it's important though. So on that note, I do want to wish everyone a happy day, happy mixing, my friends, and stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
If you'd like to take advantage of my free guides and online videos, please check out links.dekmixes.com. That's links.dekeimixes.com. Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Come join our Discord. The Mixing Music Discord server is filled with tons of awesome information and people. People that can help you out and information that can help you grow your business and to help you improve your mixes. So come join us and find the invitation link at mixingmusicpodcast.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms? My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.